Welcome into episode 102 of the Godly Young Men podcast. Today we are talking about delaying gratification. This is, as Will talked about last week, tangentially related to last week. It is different though, and very distinct, and he's put together a fantastic outline for us on the importance of delaying gratification as young men, why it's important, areas maybe where we need to, and then how to delay gratification. So very practical, very, very applicable, I think, specifically as we talk about hitting our New Year's resolutions and hitting our goals and embracing the monotony and everything else. We have to be able to delay gratification.
Well, I was thinking, Joe, is there a more important skill to have for a godly young man? I mean, if you're making a top five, this has got to be in the probably top three. The ability, and maybe skill is the wrong word, the ability to delay gratification. Because I think it is something, as we'll talk about, that has to come with a lot of practice, a lot of just you're continually telling yourself no, you're just kind of getting in the habit of it. But it's in a certain ability that I do think is, again, top three, I think, as far as importance for godly young men, because it relates to so many different things. I put on here, as before we kind of get started, that I think is just a really good analogy. A lot of you probably heard of the marshmallow test before. It was, I think, originally done in 1970. Walter Mischel, not sure if that, you know, M-I-S-C-H-E-L, but at Stanford University, where the idea of he gave small children, I don't know what, I think they were four or five, somewhere in that range, basically gave them the choice. You can have one thing now, the idea of putting a marshmallow in front of them on the table, you can have one thing now, or if you wait a certain amount of time, it's like 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is, I'll come back and you can have two. And interestingly enough, as the study goes, the kids who were willing to wait for the second, they kind of did not eat the marshmallows in front of them, waited for the second one. They tracked their progress throughout life, you know, how they did on tests, you know, what their education level was, what they did for careers. And wouldn't you know it, the ones that were able to delay the gratification, eat the two marshmallows later instead of the one now, overall perform better in academics, perform better in school, and got better jobs, made more money, like that kind of thing. They just did better in life on average. And so that's kind of been, Joe, you've talked about that before, that's just kind of been an interesting element of this idea of delaying gratification. You tend to do better in life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's such a fascinating test. Specifically, I love that they did it over decades to see, like, where does this person go and the level of achievement.
Yeah.
You could say, okay, correlation doesn't equal causation. No, I think it's this important. I really do think if you can do this, that's why I agree with you in terms of, like, one of the most important skills or, you know, abilities or whatever you want to say for a godly young man, because there's so much tied to this. And that's why when we get into, like, why is it important? I'll start, but
yeah.
First off, it does improve your self-discipline. Self-discipline is key when it comes to working out, when it comes to making money, when it comes to being spiritual, when it comes to leading your family. Like, self-discipline is one of the most important things we can have. Delaying gratification builds that self-discipline and improves that.
Because it's so countercultural. You heard it a ton. We live in an instant gratification society, and we literally do. Fast food, getting information quickly on our phones.
Netflix,
I can literally stream a show within seconds. I can be watching sports within seconds. I can, oh man, I'm really hungry. Again, let me DoorDash something. Or, what was that person? What was that thing? Oh, let me just Google it real fast. Like,
AI has been anymore.
That's a great point. But, like, obviously, unfortunately, with sexual things, porn is available like that. You can just click and you're there. Instant gratification. I want it now. I don't want to have to wait a couple minutes. I want it right now. And so I would say, Joe, I would argue it is becoming increasingly more and more difficult to learn to delay gratification, because everything in society and culture is working against us in that way. It's working opposite. You know, we're kind of having to swim upstream, so to speak. And so, yeah, it's talking about improving your self-discipline. Man, if you can learn how to delay gratification, your self-discipline will be really solid. But number two, unless you had something else.
I love that point, though. I want to park on that for a second. I was thinking about, like, okay, go back to 1800. Yeah. If you want to eat, get out there, buddy. Go shoot something. You got to skin it. You got to field dress the animal, right? And then, and maybe you can cook it then. You can cook parts of it then. Some of it, it's going to be preserving. Put the salt on it. It's going to be a while. Like, everything in your life, building a fire, it's going to take...
You couldn't go get fast food deer back then.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everything's going to take some time. Even the fire is going to take some time to stoke and to build and to get it going. Everything took time. And so everything was delayed. There was hardly anything that was instant back then. If you wanted to eat something, there is no little Debbie's cake. Like, your wife is going to have to hand mill the flour and bake something. That's what life was like for most of history. So... Yeah. Gratification wasn't like available to be instantly given to you, instantly satisfied for a long time. Where did you see it? Places like Rome, places like Greece, right? Athens. Those places, by and large, went down
pretty fast.
Pretty fast, morally speaking, because everything was given to you right now. So I love that point that you made of like, we live in a culture that is actively working against you. It's not just like, oh, it's kind of difficult. Like, no, it's actively working against you to not develop these things, to not delay gratification.
Even Amazon, like same day delivery for Amazon. Yes. You want something, buy it. Oh, I got to wait a week. Nope, got to wait 2 days. Now you got to wait maybe 8 hours and it shows up at your door. Yeah. Like,
unbelievable.
It's crazy, you know, on-demand printers, like all these kind of things. It's just instant. And so I'll go ahead and I appreciate you parking there. I think that's again, just when you think about specifically like Gen Z and Gen Alpha, who growing up, that is all, and even millennials, that's all they've known. That is all they've known is internet, the ability to get stuff really, really quick. Yep. I mean, if you've got Wi-Fi that doesn't work, and this, speaking to me, it's like, oh my goodness, we're going to go crazy here.
Hotspot. Quickly,
yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. So, but that's number one. Number two, why it's important is delay gratification. It gives you something rewarding to look forward to. We talked somewhat about this at the end of last week's episode, the idea that you're just given everything immediately. It's not quite as fulfilling because you didn't work for it. Similarly, if you know you're always getting things instantly and you know just not really having to wait, put any work in, put any time in, it's not as rewarding. Like, I don't care, you know, what you say. It's just not as rewarding if it's instant gratification. I get this immediately versus waiting, maybe working a little bit harder, putting some effort in. There is a level of, again, reward there and fulfillment there that comes with the idea that I delayed this gratification until this point. There's so much more reward in that.
Absolutely. We talk about this like with food. I could eat the Little Debbie. Right, going back to that, the Little Debbie cake. I could do that. Or I could hand make something. We talk about the love that's in the meal. Like, you actually can taste that type of thing. Like, there's a rewarding element to, man, we built this from scratch. First off, it probably is going to taste better. Second off, the gratification that comes after you have delayed it, and instead of going for that cheap Little Debbie cake that's 500 calories, that just, ugh, you know, it's not great. You delayed it. You got what you really wanted. And I think if we actually sat down with ourselves long enough to go, what is the real reward? What do I really want here? Most of the time, we really don't want McDonald's. We really don't. But it just is what presents itself. We really don't want to sit here and watch Netflix for, you know, we don't feel good about ourselves. If we're honest with it, we don't feel good about ourselves. The real reward would be waking up after 8 or 9 hours of sleep going, I feel like $1 million. But that reward takes time. So I'm jumping ahead a little bit from what we're going to get to. But like that is why when it gives you something rewarding to look forward to, if you're honest with yourself, that's the real reward. It's just going to take a long time. We can shortcut it and get McDonald's, get Little Debbie cakes, you know, watch Netflix for 5 hours instead of going to bed. We can shortcut those things for instant gratification, but we're not going to be rewarded by it. It's going to feel cheap and we're honestly going to feel disgusting because of it.
Yeah, go ahead and get us to number three.
Number three is telling yourself no helps with temptation.
Of why it's important to delay gratification.
Correct, why it's important. It's important because you can tell yourself no to things. That is one of the biggest parts of this. Like, if you can't tell yourself no, what is the quote that I was saying before this? Like,
if you
can't say no, then your yeses mean nothing, basically. You have to be able to, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you.
No, that was it.
If you can't say no, then your yes to me, nothing. If you can't tell yourself no and everything is like, I want it, like in this hedonistic way, you're going to have a really tough time when temptation comes down the line with porn or with
a girl,
you know, or with a girl or with even gluttony or any of the other things to be able to say, no, I don't think I will. I think I'll pass on this one.
Because you said yes at every other thing in your life.
I was going to say, you haven't passed on the last 50 things, so why would you pass on this one? It's going to be just feed it to me over and over and over. You are going to really struggle with temptation if you cannot delay gratification.
Yeah, it's the self-discipline again. I mean, kind of related, but like you have to tell yourself, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to eat that right now. Not going to watch that right now. I'm not going to do this right now. Not going to. Why? Because that's going to help you when, again, you know, you have the opportunity to look at porn or the opportunity to do something with a girl that you shouldn't or the opportunity to take drugs, whatever. Like, you've gotten in the habit of telling yourself no, so it's not as big of a mountain to climb because you've done it.
Right.
You know how to do it. So number four, why it's important is because it helps you love the process and the grind. Again, these are all related. If you're given something instantly, you don't have to work for it. It's just not as special. And so what this does, if you learn how to delay gratification, it does help you appreciate the process it took to get there, the days it took at the gym to get you in the shape that you're in now, the grind it took with your schoolwork to finally get that 98 passing grade. Like, it helps you love and appreciate that, you know, the working your way up in your career, those long days, those long hours that lead you to the point where maybe you don't have to work quite as hard, could take a little bit more time off, whatever it is, the grind, the process. Delaying gratification really helps you appreciate and love not just the end, not just the goal, not just the destination, but the process to get there.
And you hit on a very important point we don't have on here, but it does build self-esteem. When you can tell yourself no, and when you learn to love the process and the grind and you see the improvements, that
your self-confidence skyrockets.
Oh, big time. Because, like, man, I told myself no to this and something better happened down the line. That's huge. Yeah. That's absolutely huge to build self-confidence. So, yeah, lots of reasons why we think delaying gratification is really important for godly young men. We probably missed some on here. You know, potentially, I think Will did a great job of laying out these four or five. Like,
I didn't have that one on there.
Well, it's key to us really understanding ourselves, being able to say no, and like you said, I like that, loving the process or the grind to get there.
So let's talk about different areas. We kind of hit all around it, but maybe we'll kind of bullet point these real fast of areas to delay gratification within your life. The first one that comes to mind for me was entertainment. You know, I can wake up, maybe you're college student, high schooler who's homeschooled or whatever. You kind of got a good amount of control over your schedule, your day. You don't have to be at work at a certain time, whatever. Wake up, man, I'm gonna watch 30 minutes of YouTube, or I'm gonna man, that cliffhanger with that episode last night. Let me just watch this episode real fast. It's 8:30 in the morning. The idea of delaying your entertainment gratification until you kind of get your important stuff done first. Like, oh, man, I know I've got a mountain of homework. I got to write this paper. But like I said, man, that cliffhanger was good last night. Let me just watch this real fast. Or I got to beat this level on video game, whatever it is. The ability to push your entertainment off until maybe the end of the day, just get your stuff done, your homework done. I mean, spend your time with God first, exercise first, all those things that we've talked about before of like getting out of the way in the morning, the things that maybe you're going to take the self-discipline to do. Again, exercise, time with God, homework, work assignments, whatever. If you can delay your gratification, you can enjoy your entertainment a whole lot more versus, man, I slept until 8:30. Don't have to be at work till 10. I could work out. I could read. I'm going to just turn on Netflix. You know, like the entertainment piece of this is the first thing I thought
just,
of.
Just check X, Twitter. You know,
just real fast. Yeah.
Yeah. First thing in the morning, like, oh, I'm scrolling by. And next thing, you know, first thing in the morning became 30 minutes laying in bed, just scrolling through. Delay that. Push it to the side. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get up. I'm going to do the things I know I'm supposed to. Entertainment is huge on this. The second one you have on here is getting up early. Getting out of bed and exercising is really, really tough when the instant gratification is laying there, hitting the snooze button a bazillion times, or sleeping. And just, man, well, it was a tough night. You know, do I really need to get up and go to the gym? Do I really want to hit my 5 a.m. workout goal or wake-up goal? I just don't know. And so, because the why isn't strong enough and because, you know, whatever it may be, the getting up early, you just decide instant gratification, that extra hour of sleep or whatever matters more. You're not happy with yourself. You're not proud of yourself. Yeah, maybe you feel a tad bit better in terms of more alert, but probably not. Yeah. Probably not, because going to the gym and waking up and getting your day started feels really good. You feel better about yourself, and that's a boost.
We've hit all around it, so we'll move on quickly. But food would be another one, kind of learning to say no to passing McDonald's on the way home. You know, your mom's probably got a good dinner ahead, you know, dinner on the table, or, you know, maybe you can eat something a little bit healthier at home. But, oh, man, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, that sounds so good. Let me just swing in real fast and – again, instant gratification. You know, you can have it in 6 minutes. You know, you can be enjoying it in 8 minutes. And so you have to learn to say no to those things. Doesn't mean you can never enjoy it yourself or whatever, but like that's the instant. Fast food companies thrive off of instant gratification. Like they really do.
Oh, big time.
You know, impulse, you know, in the grocery store, impulse buys and stuff like that. Delay it. You can enjoy food. We're obviously big believers in enjoying food and enjoying good food, but man, sometimes you don't be the person that you look at your checking account from the past week and you've got 11 fast food, you know, Taco Bell, Wendy's, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Arby's, right. Like all those things. Like, learn to say no to those things.
Yeah, I've been that guy. It's not good. You don't feel good about yourself. You don't feel healthy. Your checking account certainly doesn't feel good. You go into the store and it's easy to just walk right down the middle. Like, oh, wow, what do you know? I happen to be in the chips aisle. Walk around the out. Most of what you're going to buy if you're eating healthy is going to be on the outskirts of a store.
Putting that in the center.
They're not putting that in the center. If you walk through your local Kroger or whatever else, go on the outskirts, but it's going to be delaying the gratification right in the middle. So food is a big one on this. The fourth we have on here is getting into relationships. It's very tempting, especially if you're on the younger end here. You know, you're a 14, 15, 16 year old kid. Every one of your buddies has a girlfriend, right? They're everybody's all going out to movies with girlfriend. Everybody's dating. Everybody is. And then they're telling you how great dating is. And you're looking at your buddy and he's got his girlfriend over all the time. And wow, that just seems nice. And so delaying that gratification of really wanting the relationship is difficult because there's a peer pressure element to it. Peer pressure really hurts on the instant gratification. I want it now. I want to be cool now. I want to have the girlfriend now. I want to, you know, whatever it is. We have to be able to delay that until we are actually ready for marriage, until we are actually ready to do what it takes to be in a relationship. Yeah. Most of the time the relationship is like, yeah, it feels really good to have somebody else like you, but why am I doing this? It's not for the purpose
I'm 15 years old, right?
I have no business being in a relationship at 15. What am I even going to do? It only leads to sexual temptation. And if you want somebody to go hang out with, grab a guy, buddy. Go hang out with him. Go to the movies with your guy. Like, that doesn't make you gay. It means you can have a good time with other people where it's not going to have sexual tension involved, where you're having to keep your hands to yourself the entire time. Why do that? Why have instant gratification put right in front of you?
That leads to the fifth area, which would be remiss if we didn't bring up, of like areas of delayed gratification is in sex. Yeah. Like, obviously, that's going to be an enormous temptation once you do get into a relationship. Delay that. Delay it until marriage. Delay it until the time that God prescribed for it to be enjoyed and for it to be amazing. If you're instant gratification with that, I mean, we've had episodes on that. We're not going to spend a ton of time here. It just sets you up for failure in a lot of different areas. And it's just, it's less fulfilling. You're not actually committed to each other. There's no real, all there really is physical intimacy and not much else intimacy going on, because again, you're not committed. And so this would be for godly young men, a primary area that you need to go ahead and tell yourself now you're going to delay gratification in. Because again, talking about the point from earlier, culture working against you, it's telling you, satisfy that now. Instant gratification. Now. You know, sex, sex, sex all the time. And so you got to work at this one.
We realize you're going to be hormonal. We realize that you're going to have the hormones raging at 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. You're really going to want sex. So delaying that's going to be very, very difficult. Of like, I could run to porn and that seems to satisfy it. Or, you know, I could self-pleasure and that seems to satisfy it. You have to once again understand your why. Why does it matter to not? And it's because, first off, I mean, when we talk about being pleasing to God, sex is a big one on delaying gratification. Yeah. Because there is one way to utilize your sexuality and please God, and that's in the confines of marriage. God made us sexual beings for a reason. He's not against sex. It's we just have to delay that gratification to get to that point. You have to remember why you're doing it and why you're staying away from it, because it's not your time yet. And that's so many of these things, is like, it's not your time. It will be great. There is a time. It will be your time, just not right now. So get us in the last one.
The last one would be luxurious spending. Once again, the idea of I've got to have it right now. Got to buy the new shoes. Got to buy the latest iPhone, latest AirPods. Got to have, you know, the latest this, latest that, everything. Like, there will be a time in your life, hopefully, if you work hard, have a good work ethic, good job, whatever, where you will get to spend maybe a little bit more luxuriously, get to go on a few more vacations, buy the newer car. The problem is, a lot of people our age want to have that at 19 years old, at 18 years old. They want to look rich. They want to look wealthy. They want to spend like they're making $150,000 a year when they're barely knocking down $40,000 a year. And so I think this is a big young man problem. We talked about spending before, but I couldn't help but put this on there when it comes to delaying gratification, of like, there'll be a time. There will be a time when you can spend a little bit more and go out to maybe nicer restaurants and, again, travel a little bit more. For most people, that time is not when you're 19 or 20.
Right.
And so learning to delay that and just get a good education, work really hard, and there'll be time for that later.
I had so many stories of the very first paycheck that a kid gets. He goes out and gets a brand new Oculus or whatever for $300, and poof, paycheck's gone. Okay, you do that once, sure, that's fine, I suppose. Probably don't do it, but if you do, okay, there's grace for that, I guess. And then the next paycheck comes and it's like, well, that was fun. I could go out and get this new pair of Nikes I was looking for. And then that was fun. I can go out. Of course, I got to have a TV in my room. So now that I have that, I just got to get that.
The new Xbox just came out
too.
New
Xbox, of course. And, well, it's got to have a game to play Xbox, right? So, of course, you know, NCAA 25. It's got Travis Hunter on the front, right? And, of course, I'm going to do that. So next thing you know, boom, 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 boom. Every single paycheck you get is down the drain because the spending just gets out of control and it's immediate wants. And especially, a lot of people I know that are very materialistic didn't have a ton growing up. And so when they do get their own, the taste of freedom financially, you know, taste of money, like boom, 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 boom. They just want everything they didn't
click,
get as
click,
a kid.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah. Exactly. Especially with Amazon. Man, that's even worse. Like, you get on Amazon, oh, I never had this as a kid. I never had this as a kid. And I noticed, and I did have a lot as a kid. I was very blessed. But my mom was not buying all the cereals. Like, you got like, okay, you get one or two cereals to choose from. She got better as we went along. But early on, that's kind of the way that it was. So what did I do first thing when I got married, when I got my own money? Like, I had like Oreos and Reese's Puffs and all of the ones that I didn't really get. I'd eat one bowl from them and never touch them again because it was more about the freedom, you know, just having it. Really stupid. It's easy to go out and instantly gratify that, you know, desire for to spend and whatever else it is. We're going to get into why I think that takes place. man, get your education, work hard, delay that gratification, put money in the bank account, give to God. You will be happier with yourself for in sure. delaying it. So, Will, I want you to get us into, because you put some really good points, some thoughts down on how to delay gratification. This is a really tough one. We talked about why. You probably agree with us on the why. We talked about areas.
But how do I do it? Yeah.
How? That's really the question here.
So, Joe, I'll hit the first two, and then, of course, sure. let you share your thoughts, and then I'll let you kind of, if you want to initiate the final three. But the first thing I put on here is, if you want to learn how to delay gratification, you just got to start practicing it. You just have to start telling yourself no here and there. And I put on there, don't cold turkey it. And what I mean by that is, if you are somebody who is not used to having to delay gratification and you kind of do get everything instantly, again, maybe with your entertainment or your food or getting up earlier or not getting up earlier, whatever, if you just all of a sudden decide, all right, I'm not going to eat any sugar. I'm not going to watch a single Netflix show. I'm not going to do anything like that for the next 3 months. Like, you're probably not. Realistically, that's the right. kind of the cold turkey method, which I will say does work for some people. My dad is really good at this. Like, he can just cut off sugar like that with no problem. That's not most people. And so, again, specifically if you're somebody who has not exercised the self-discipline muscle very much and you're not used to delaying gratification, I put on there, don't cold turkey it. But I would say, go ahead and start practicing. Start practicing saying no to the Joe's example, Little Debbie. Start saying no to, you know, the 9 a.m. alarm clock and maybe set it for 7. Like start practicing it. You just kind of have to meet. Don't wait for the start of the week. Don't wait for, I mean, we just hit, you know, New Year's episode was last week. Like, we just got there. And so, or a couple weeks ago now, I guess at this point. And so, like, don't wait for the start of the year, always the start of the month. Like, just start practicing it. Just start telling yourself no, but I would probably steer clear of cold turkeying it. Anything to add to that?
No, that's such a good point. It's really tough to cold turkey. Like you said, a select few can do it. Good for you if you can. If you can't, don't beat yourself up. Most people can't. Start small. Start small, which gets in.
Yeah, the second thing kind of ties into it, but I put set realistic and timely goals. Start small would be another kind of synonymous way for us to describe this. I put on here, like, let's say, like, you know, I don't want to eat any sugar for the rest of the year. Okay, maybe not, but maybe you can say, all right, for the next week, I don't want to not have any desserts. No sugar, no sweet drinks, whatever. Like, try it for a week. 1 week is a whole lot more feasible than a month or 3 months or 6 months or a year. Similarly, maybe you could do, okay, I'm going to not watch any YouTube or Netflix for the whole month. Probably not even for the week, but maybe for a day. I'm going to shut my screen off for a day. That's going to be my goal. And that's when you get your kind of little victories, your little accomplishments. A 1 month exercise every day goal. I'm going to exercise every day for the whole year. No, you're not. But maybe for 30 days you can. Maybe 30 days you can say, I'm going to exercise for 30 minutes a day. That's a lot more feasible. And so setting these realistic but timely goals, my wife and I last August did a no added sugar at all kind of challenge diet thing where, you know, there's added sugar in like bread and like everything. Yeah. So it was very difficult to do. I actually started at Chick-fil-A in August of 2023 at the kind of tail end. And so for the first week, I could basically eat nothing at Chick-fil-A. I was eating for free because I worked there, and like, so I was bringing my own food and like all this stuff. It's difficult, but it's like, okay, for 1 month we can't, you know, maybe we can't do it full time, but it just, again, you grow that muscle. Yep. You're able to learn how to do those things. Why? Because you're working on delaying your gratification,
and you probably feel amazing in doing it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, my wife and I have done a few whole 30s at this point, 30 days without hardly anything, and you feel so good by the end of it. Especially middle, yeah, it gets a little tough, but usually day 14, 15, 16, you're like, I love this.
Yeah.
I love the way I feel. And I love that I can tell myself no to certain things. Speaking of food, the fast comes up for me. Really good for young men. Well, fasting is really good for spirituality, I should say.
Yeah.
For young men, you have to be very careful with it because you guys do need a lot of calorie intake.
Protein.
Right? Like, you need protein. You got to hit your macros to a certain degree. But be smart with it. But at the same time, the ability to tell yourself no, even if it's intermittent fasting, 16 hours at a time. We did a 40-hour fast, yeah, in this last part.
It was one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Unbelievably challenging. You wouldn't think that's that much, but, you know, we went from Sunday night, I think we stopped at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
on Sunday night and went till 10 a.m. On Tuesday morning. So 40 hours, really, really tough, but, man, we enjoyed it. It was one of those that, like, I told myself, you're going to do it. You're going to get through this, and when you do, you feel amazing because you set a realistic timely goal. Now, if I said I'm going to fast for a week, probably not. But we started small and you can build up from there.
Man,
so I like those.
Hour 36, I was so, because I worked at Chick-fil-A
all day Monday, and then
open Tuesday morning. And I was like, hour 36, starting to feel a little weak. And I was like, I've got to eat something. And I didn't. I pushed through. Good for all you. The way till hour 40. But, man, hour 40 came, and I was like, I'm so hungry.
I had 10 sessions on that Monday. And so by the time I got done on Monday night, my brain was so fried. I had, like, nothing. My stomach is
growling. Oh, at least I can go home and eat. No, I can't.
Yeah, exactly. And that I went home from the office like, just get me in bed.
That's exactly what I think. I went to bed on Monday night at 8.
Like, yeah. Exactly.
Anyway, but yeah, so, that was a good addition.
Yes, but yeah, exactly, in terms of setting realistic timely goals. Third thing you got on here, find someone to work with. We talked about this last week, and we're big on accountability. Hold somebody else accountable. Let somebody hold you accountable on, you know, delaying gratification, where you can talk them through, or they can talk you through it. You can talk them through it. So, man, I'm really tempted to just go do this right now. I'm really tempted to stop off. I'm so hungry. Man, I could just go for a McDonald's cheeseburger right now. You can call up an accountability partner.
Yeah, they do say, keep driving, man.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not going to do that, dude. You're not going to do that. Go home. You're going to enjoy. You're going to like yourself a lot more if you do. He can remind you of some of those things. You go, am I really going to call somebody on that? This is how 12-step works, is you have your sponsor and you have fellows, as they call them, right? And it's like, I'm tempted to drink. I'm tempted to smoke. I'm tempted to look at porn or whatever it may be in these 12-step groups. That's the point of accountability, is to have somebody hold your feet to the fire. No, you said you're not going to. You said you're not going to. Put that down. Put the little Debbie down. You're not going to do that, right? So have some accountability, whether you have a brother or somebody that can hold you, your dad, another guy at your church, another friend. Get on the same page. Have them hold you accountable.
Yeah, that's really good. The number four would be learn to think future-minded. You can think a lot about the past. You can think a lot about the present. Obviously, I think you don't want to be so past or future-minded that you just miss everything in the present. But I put this one on here because if you can think about, man, this is where I really want to be in a month. This is where I really want to be in 6 months, whether it be with your physical appearance, your spiritual growth, your job, like all these things that we talk about every episode, it feels like. If you can learn to think, okay, if I say no to this now, what will that mean in a week? What will that mean in six months if I continue to kind of say no to this and delay my gratification? If you can think future-minded in that way, it's going to be a lot easier to say no versus if you're only thinking right now, well, right now I really want this. Right now I'm starving. Right now this looks really good. Right now I do not feel like working out. If all you think about is right now, present-minded with these things, it's going to be a lot harder to tell yourself no, and you're going to be more likely to say, let me get back in bed. Yeah, let me just go ahead and indulge in all this versus I'm going to think future-minded. So it's a balance there, I think, for sure, but specifically with delaying gratification, you have to be future-minded.
Yeah, that's a needed addition. Like, you made a promise to your future self, or your, however you want to say it, like you made a promise that you were going to get there.
Yeah.
Hold to that. Hold yourself to that standard. Think about that. The future self is telling you right now, don't do it. The future self is a lot more, you know, he's in a good spot. The only way he's in a good spot is because you made the choice today. So think about your future self. Fifth and finally, we have on here, process through the emotions. Of course, that's the one I add. The one thing I added to the outline, Will put a
that's
great
a good point.
Together,
it's a really good point.
The reason why I said it, we got into this a tad bit earlier of like, you're driving home, McDonald's hits. Do you really want McDonald's? Or is this an emotional?
It's an emotion-based
thing. I've had a tough day. I'm going to treat myself. Or it's, you know, everything is just going wrong and I just need something that's going to make me feel better. I'm just going to go grab a crumble cookie. Whatever it is.
That's all here.
That's emotional. That's here. Yeah. That makes no sense logically speaking because there's nothing that cookie or McDonald's or whatever else is going to tangibly provide. Yeah. You're going to feel worse about yourself. You're going to feel physically not great when you're consuming a lot of these things. So when it's not a reward-based thing, but it's more of like, I'm going to drown out my emotions, it's really important in order for us to be able to delay gratification to process through those emotions, to learn to sit in the uncomfortable, sit in the emotion and go, you know what? I hate how today went. Eating McDonald's or going and getting a pizza tonight instead of actually cooking, that is not going to help me in the least. I need to just sit in the fact that I had a really tough day and I can give that to myself. I don't need to escape by drowning out all my problems through pizza or through porn or through, you know, whatever it may be, luxurious spending, all the things that we talked about, or even entertainment. I'm going to go home and I just can't wait to kind of zone out for 4 hours on Netflix. Sit in your emotions and understand what they're trying to do. It's okay to give into some of those things in terms of like watching a Netflix show. Okay, yeah, I like turning my brain off every now and then as well, but the delaying gratification is really important in when we sit in the emotions and go, why do I want this right now? Why does it have to be instant? The reality is it doesn't have to be instant. What do I really need in the moment? Sitting in this is like, you know, I really just need to get on the phone and talk to somebody. I really just need to eat a healthy meal and get in bed early rather than eating junk and staying up till midnight playing video games. Like, What do I really need? And that's where the emotional processing comes in.
We've had a lot of episodes. I should say a lot. We've had a few episodes where, you know, we present an idea that we're like, listen, we think it'd be great if a lot of you did this, but, you know, maybe it's not the end of the world. If you're, you know, get cultured comes to mind.
Right.
Restaurant etiquette. Yeah. Even the value of reading. Obviously, we think every young man should read. But like, okay, if you don't, is it the end of the world? No. This is one of those episodes where it's pretty imperative. You really do have to learn how to delay gratification, at least to some extent. And just like the marshmallow test, I would bet my net worth right now that if you get really good at delaying gratification, delaying self-gratification, in 30 years, you will be more successful. You'll be more spiritual. You'll be a better godly, at that point, older man, but a better godly man, better father, better husband, than if you decide maybe that's not going to be something that you pursue and you're going to maybe kind of still be very instant gratification minded. Like I would bet so much money that not that we gamble here, but like my point is you will be a better man for it if you can learn how to delay gratification. Like this is a pretty imperative.
Oh yeah. Statistics bear that out. Exactly. As you said, marshmallow tests. And not just that. I think there are other studies that have been done, tests that have been done on this. He's exactly right. Your future self will thank you for the decisions you make today. So, I don't think I have hardly anything else. Anything else
you take had? Us home. That's it. Yeah.
This is
102.
Episode 102. 102. Yeah. That's right.
This is I almost said 103, but then no, it's 102. Yeah,
man. Too many episodes. No, but this has been episode 102 with Godly Young Men Podcast. Thank you for watching. Make sure to comment. If you have questions on this, make sure to join the Discord, right? Join
link in the description. Yep.
Link in the description. Make sure to join that. If you have questions about it, if you have anything you want to add, we'd love to hear your thoughts on it. But yeah, this has been episode 102 of the Godly Young Men Podcast. We'll talk to you again next week. We'll be right back.